From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The biggest private buyout in U.S. history. This would be the largest electricity producer in the state of Texas. It's now agreed to a takeover by a group of private investment firms. The deal's worth $32 billion, but it's also subject to approval from shareholders and regulators, so not a done deal yet. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us. Bob, why are big investors so interested in a utility company and willing to pay so much money for it?
This really is a remarkable development, Alex, when you consider that not really long ago, in the early part of this decade, the target of this multi-billion dollar buyout, TXU Corporation, was actually struggling near bankruptcy. In fact, private equity firms have been very shy about investing in utility companies in the past because they've largely had to cope with being highly regulated. The difference here is the utility market in the state of Texas was deregulated about 5 years ago. And within a couple of years, TXU managed a successful turnaround. It's been raking in big profits ever since. In fact, tomorrow, TXU is going to be reporting its earnings, and the expectation on Wall Street is that the company took in about $2.5 billion during the last year, so it's those big profits these investment companies are after.
And we're not a little afraid of Texas-based energy companies?
the big E, no. I don't think so. In this case, the sheets appear to be sound.
Okay. Is it another example of the huge buildup of investment cash we've been hearing about? Seems to be a lot of money out there in search of incredibly big deals like this one.
Absolutely right. You factor in the debt that these firms have agreed to assume. This deal is actually valued at almost $44 billion. And analysts say that that does indeed reflect the low cost of capital right now. There's a flood of investment money that's driving up the price tag on big takeover deals like this one. The Bloomberg News Service has put together some numbers about how much cash has been flying around the investment world lately. Last year, a total of around $700 billion in takeovers. And the reason that's been happening, a lot of people are looking to see bigger returns than they can get in the stock market or investing in bonds. And as I mentioned, that's created a record flood of cash, around $432 billion invested in these private equity funds just in the last year.
Well, what about the regulatory atmosphere here, Bob?
Well, some analysts say that they really can't see any big shareholder revolt over this deal, and TXU says that it really isn't going to have to deal with the state regulators in Texas, that it's a federal antitrust and energy regulation issue. So right now it appears to be a clean bill of health.
And what if you live in Texas and you get your power from TXU? Are your rates going to go up? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, the investor group is offering some sweeteners. The company has agreed to cut electricity prices by around 10%, Alex.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.